Ponytails. Read by Scribbler. Hurricanes Fall by Biocchi. Commander Hurricane forced herself to not look back over her shoulder at the fall. In her mind's eye, however, she couldn't force the image of those big, yellow eyes set within a blue-grey face, beseeching her for some shred of maternal mercy. She could all too well imagine feeling her daughter's eyes on her as she flew away from the tiny puff of cumulus where she had left the child. The cloud was small and shrinking rapidly as the light from Celestia's golden orb caused it to evaporate. Her daughter's voice carried thinly through the rarefied air.
Mama!
The child asked in confusion. She closed her eyes and beat her wings faster. The Pegasus, who had never retreated from a battle her entire life, was now fleeing from a scared little girl. As she flew, the mare reflected on the bitter irony of her situation. She was the Commander Hurricane and, as a member of the triumvirate that ruled over Equestria, the most powerful Pegasus in the world. And yet, because of her position, she could not deviate from tradition in the slightest. A single flinch or a moment's hesitation would spell the end of her position.
I must be resolute,
she whispered to herself. She was careful to be quiet enough that the guards flanking her could not overhear her. It would not do for them to even suspect that she harbored doubts. The foal she had left behind was Thundercloud, her youngest foal. Hurricane had known at the time of her daughter's conception that she was getting somewhat old for foaling, but none of the physicians who had examined her at the time had found any indications of trouble. In fact, they had supported her decision, citing her extreme fitness and activity level for a mare her age. Despite these pronouncements, the pregnancy had been difficult from the start and the birth was a nightmare of pain and blood. Thundercloud's entry into this world had torn her asunder, and this foal, this strange, meek foal, was her bloodline's last chance to continue. The pony's arrival in Equestria had taken place over a decade ago. Songs and poems about this event were taught to every foal born into this green land. What these songs left out was that so few of the ponies that filled their homeland had survived to arrive at this idyllic place. Thundercloud was Hurricane's seventh foal, but was the only one of her line to survive. Four of her children had frozen to death battling the Windigos. The two that survived the diaspora had died fighting the savage beasts that threatened the immigrant ponies. The difficult pregnancy and delivery were just the beginning of her trials with this foal. Thundercloud was so different in appearance from both her mother and father, rumours had started about Hurricane's fidelity. The foal was bluish-grey, with bright yellow eyes, mane and tail. Hurricane was a solidly built pony. The mate she had chosen for this foal had been the quintessential sergeant, solid, strong, uncomplicated and practical. Somehow, Thundercloud had ended up with a gangly and awkward collection of legs, wings, and neck. At once, the girl managed to be both delicate and clumsy, and, try as she might, Hurricane could not find either herself or her sire in her. The girl was timid. Despite her daughter's name, the crack and rumble of thunder would send the filly scurrying under her bed, until Hurricane had forbade it in shame. The girl would run to her mother's bed and try to hide underneath her wings like a newborn. The girl was weak. The other foals at the academy would bully her, as was expected and proper. Instead of defending herself, she would run and hide from her aggressors, bringing shame onto herself and family. The girl was clumsy. Other parents were given the gift of seeing their foals come home with bruises gained in battle against other children. Win or lose, these were badges of honour and bravery. She alone would greet her daughter at the door covered in bruises gained in some ignominious collision or fall. Eventually, she had given up and stopped asking about from whence the battered filly's bruises came. Commander Hurricane was, for the first time, defeated.
I did my best. I did all that I could,
Hurricane said to herself in an attempt to staunch the wound tearing its way through her heart. She had hired the best tutors money could buy. She had trained the child herself in combat techniques when matters of state allowed the time. Desperate for any path that led away from this terrible fate, she had begged, she had shouted, she had bribed, and she had eventually beaten the child. But nothing she had done had broken Thundercloud's softness. In the distance, she heard her child again, shouting in desperation. The muscles in Hurricane's neck popped and strained as she fought every instinct to turn around and race back to the child. Thundercloud may have been a failure, but she was her failure, and a mother's love doesn't always obey the needs of the tribe.
This is why we have laws,
she growled through grinding teeth. She forced her wings to keep moving. The last straw, as the Earth Ponies would say, was the fact that her daughter couldn't fly. Thundercloud was of age to enter the Agoge, and the unfledged could not pass into that stage of life. Among the Pegasi, the unfledged were not allowed to pass out of childhood at all. Today was Thundercloud's birthday, her last, barring some miracle. The girl's sire had left in disgust years ago, so when the guards came, it was just the two of them. Knowing what was coming, she placed her foal upon her withers and allowed herself to be escorted by the cold-eyed pair. Over the last few years, the whispers about her weak daughter had grown into a roar. Hurricane now spent more time quashing usurpers than actually ruling as a member of the Triumvirate. Despite the efforts of Posey to shield her from hurtful words, samples of the seditious talk still occasionally reach her ears.
A mere too old to bear a healthy foal is too old to lead.
The child is a reflection of the weakness hidden inside Hurricane. The same weakness that led to the concessions with the other tribes that cost us Pegasopolis.
Hurricane knew that she held onto her power by the thinnest of threads, and that any weakness shown during this ritual would be used to force her into retirement. So she fought her instincts, grit her teeth, and forced herself to abandon her last living child. But, as the sun burned away the last wisps of the cloud upon which her thundercloud clung, the child let loose a terrified scream. The great general spun, unable to ignore this call of her child, and watched with tear-filled eyes as a faint grey speck spun and fluttered while falling thousands of feet. One of the stallions beside her sighed in disappointment, while the other chuckled. In that instant, Hurricane's reign was over. Six ponies sitting around Luna's bedroom were all transfixed in horror and sorrow. Tears streamed from Twilight's face. Rarity's mouth hung open as if in a moan. Pinky's hair was deflated in depression as she lay on her back, staring at the ceiling, comatose. Applejack was staring at Luna as if the mare had grown a second head. Rainbow Dash's eyes promised death to the princess as Fluttershy sobbed silently into the blue mare's fur. Luna lowered the musty tome she had been using to help her remember the story she had just shared. She froze when she saw the state of her audience.
What the hay was that?
Asked a furious Rainbow Dash.
But you see yourself asked me for a tale about the Fell Commander. 'Cause it's hearth-warm and Eve.
The orange mare replied, since Dash was still busy trying to comfort Fluttershy.
Yes, but I thought you might have enjoyed hearing a story lost to memory,
the midnight mare stammered in her own defense.
How in Equestria did you think that was appropriate for a hearth-warming story?
Cried Twilight.
And how dare you accuse Pegasi of doing things like that?
added Dash. I assure you, it was standard practice at the time, said the panicking goddess. I did not falsify anything.
I think I might be sick, Fluttershy whispered in a small, queasy voice.
Rainbow reached out and grabbed a potted plant that was near the hoof. Keeping her eyes locked defiantly with those of the princess, she deliberately dumped the pot's contents onto the floor. The now empty pot was provided to Fluttershy in case she actually did vomit. Shaking herself free of the mesmerizing act of defiance, Luna continued, returning to Twilight's question. It was a happy ending. 6 pairs of horror-filled eyes silently accused her of madness. Thundercloud survives the fall. She gets adopted by an Earth Pony family, drops the cloud from her name, and takes the name Hooves in honor of her adoptive parents, Luna blurted in one breath.
You're telling me that weird little filly grew up to be Thunderhooves?
Asked Dash with disbelief coloring her words. Oh, good. She is still remembered, said Luna, a bit too loudly. She was a very nice pony.
Nice? Replied Rainbow Dash. Her nickname was the Dragon Slayer.
Well, yes, she was that too, was all Luna could muster in reply. Silence fell in the room. Luna fought against the near but solid aura of awkwardness. So, should we head down to the palaces for Hearthwarming Eve celebration? I was told that there would be various and sundry snacks. Twilight, as the natural leader of the group, answered her.
I think I speak for every pony when I say that I am no longer in the mood for a party right now, she said flatly.
All of those who were capable of doing so nodded in agreement. The purple mare was then followed by her friends, Rainbow Dash carrying Fluttershy in her forelimbs, and Applejack dragging Pinky across the polished marble floor by her tail. None of the mares closed the doors behind them, so Luna could still hear Dash when she next spoke.
Gray, Blonde, Glitzy, the last name Hooves? You don't think...
Nah, said Applejack in her distinctive drawl. Derpy being the descendant of old Dragon Slayer? That there's crazy talk.
Luna passed through the doors and gently closed them behind herself. She sighed and resigned herself to a hearth-warming eve spent trying to explain to her sister why the elements of harmony were not in attendance.
That was Hurricane's Fall. It was written by Biocchi and read by Scribbler. Okay, thank you very much, everybody, for listening. This is my first one-off fic since coming off Biblical Monsters, which was a 5-chapter one. So it's interesting to get back into reading a one-shot, especially such a short one-shot. I'm not entirely sure what I expected when I first started reading this, as it's labelled as tragedy, comedy, and slice of life. I think it's mostly tragedy and perhaps a smidgen of slice of life. I'm not entirely sure where the comedy came from. That's the darkest of dark comedies, if somebody's going to laugh at that. Well, even so, it was quite an enjoyable one, I thought. Maybe you think different. Any suggestions, any feedback, please leave them in the comments below. And hopefully I shall see you next time for more Pony Tales. Be lovely to each other, and good night, everybody.